I don't understand. On the day of Pentecost, 7 weeks after Jesus' resurrection, all the believers were meeting together in one place, and everyone present was filled with the Holy Spirit and began speaking in other languages as the Holy Spirit gave them this ability. Then Peter stepped forward with the 11 other apostles and shouted to the crowd, "Listen carefully, all of you, fellow Jews and residents of Jerusalem. Make no mistake about this. In the last days, God says, I will pour out my Spirit upon all people. Your sons and daughters will prophesy. Your young men will see visions, and your old men will dream dreams. People of Israel, listen. God publicly endorsed Jesus, the Nazarene, by doing powerful miracles, wonders, and signs through him, as you well know. But God knew what would happen, and his prearranged plan was carried out when Jesus was betrayed. With the help of lawless Gentiles, you nailed him to a cross and killed him. But God released him from the horrors of death and raised him back to life, for death could not keep him in its grip. So let everyone in Israel know for certain that God has made this Jesus, whom you crucified, to be both Lord and Messiah." Peter's words pierced their hearts, and they said to him and to the other apostles, "Brothers, what should we do?" Peter replied, "Each of you must repent of your sins, turn to God, and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness for your sins. Then you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. This promise is to you and to your children, and even to the Gentiles, all who have been called by the Lord our God." Then Peter continued preaching for a long time, strongly urging all his listeners, "Save yourselves from this crooked generation." Those who believed what Peter said were baptized. Acts 2:1, 4, 14, 17, 22-24, 36-41, New Living Translation. The group I was affiliated with sent some students from their school to a foreign land to start a Bible school. I was told that the couple who headed up the new school was not even baptized. Another student was coming to visit me and asked, "Can my wife and children be baptized?" I replied, "If you believe with all your heart, you may." Acts 8:37a, New King James Version. This was the man's desire. The wife resisted. They didn't come, and I haven't heard from them since. I don't understand this. Do we not believe that Acts 2 is God's word? Do they not believe the words of the Apostle Peter or the words of Luke, the author of the book of Acts, when he said, "Then they that gladly, gladly, gladly received God's word were baptized"? Acts 2:41, King James Version. What's going on here? When pastors and leaders of Bible schools can start ministries and never obey the foundations of the Christian faith. Hebrews 6:1-2. I don't understand.